Today we're going to be speaking about the slichus for the second day, the second slichus that precede Rosh Hashanah. There are always at least 4 days of slichus preceding Rosh Hashanah for two reasons. One is that a korban, an animal sacrifice, required 4 days of examination. And so we too are required to examine ourselves through the process of slichus for 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. And second is that there was a well-observed minhag in the past to fast 10 days during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. However, since 4 of the days of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva are Rosh Hashanah and 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, and Erev Yom Kippur, all of which where fasting is not permitted, so to add an additional 4 days to those 10 days, there was a fast, a voluntary fast, of at least 4 days preceding Rosh Hashanah. Again, these are the days of Slichus. The Slichus, if this wasn't already mentioned, and this is good to say at this point, and if it was, it's good to repeat and review, the slichus seems to follow the pattern of the tefillah of Mincha. Mincha is the tefillah that corresponds to Yitzchak Avinu, who stands for din, for justice, a time of din. And thus we start with Ashrei. We have the body of the slichus, which are comparable to the Shmon Esrei. And we finish with Tachanun, which is the standard of a weekday afternoon prayer. With a few exceptions, since Slichus is the first davening now in the morning, precedes Shacharis, I'd like to say about this also that the vast majority of normative poskim maintain that Slichus should not be said at night, with the exception of the first Slichus, Motsoi Menucha, said on after Chatzos on Leil Shabbos. But the other Slichus shouldn't be said at least until Chatzos, and preferably in the morning. And the Rav Rabbi Soloveitchik used to explain that just as there's a concept between Mincha and Maariv in a shul at nighttime, that there should be Divrei Torah said to form a bridge between day and night, the bridge linked by Torah, that Slichus forms a bridge between night and day linked by tefillah, linked by prayer. So as a result, the Slichus belong in the morning. There is a justification for those who do say slichus at night, rather unusual justification from Hasidic sources, that the times of din that we speak about in terms of the proper time for slichus is really set in Yerushalayim, Makom HaMikdash, the place of the Beis HaMikdash. And as a result, if one's in a time zone that's several hours after Yerushalayim, where it would already be in the early, the late night, early morning hours in Yerushalayim, then one is already capable of saying slichus. The slichus begin after Ashri in the Kaddish, Chatzi Kaddish, with Luchoshim at Stok of Lunos Baboshes Aponim, a series of statements called from Tehillim and Nevi'im and the like. And I think this is a correspondence to the Psuka de Zimra in the morning. The reason why we say Psuka de Zimra in the morning, that one can't just jump into prayer without an acknowledgement and understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam. The essence of Psuka de Zimra, Rashi explains in the Murin Shabbos, is that they relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Borei Olam, as the creator of the universe. And then we can go and begin Birkos Kriyashman, Shmon Esrei. So here too, in this long series of psukim, you have statements about Hashem is the Borei Olam, Asher lo hayam v'hu asohu, He owns the seas and He made them, v'yabeshes yadav yotzeru, the dry land His hands created, Asher b'yiru nefesh kol chai v'ru kol besarish, and His hand is the soul of every man, the spirit of all human flesh. V'yodu shemayim pilach Hashem, and the heavens admit to your wondrous Hashem, afimunoscha, even your faithfulness is spoken about Bekal Kadoshim in the congregation of the holy. So this is a prelude. And then we have the first introduction to the Yud Gimel Midos. Yud Gimel Midos, the 13 attributes of Hashem, are the essence of the Slichas. And here you have a slight difference between Nusach Sfarad and Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Lita and Nusach Poland. Every day in Nusach Lita, we start with Kil Erech HaPayim, that you, Hashem, are a God who is slow to anger, Ubal Rachmim Nesro, and a master of mercy, you recall the Derek Tshuva, Horesu, you taught us the Derek of Tshuva. And this piece doesn't speak about the Yud Gimel Midos per se, but it's a prelude to the Yud Gimel Midos. And afterwards, every one of the Yud Gimel Midos is preceded by Kim Malokush Yoshev Kisi Rachami Misne Bechasidus, Lord King, who sits upon a throne of mercy, who conducts himself with Chasidus, with piety, with kindness, Mochil Avonos Samo, who forgives the sins of his people, Ma'avir Rishon Rishon, puts away sins one by one, notion being that the Chazal tell us that the first three sins a person commits, Hashem erases them, Ma'avir Rishon Rishon, and etc. So the first introduction just describes Hashem as slow to anger, full of mercy, who taught us tshuva in general. The second piece, introduction to Yud Gimel Midos, is Kel Horeson Lomar Shlosh Esrei, continues, you, God, taught us to say these 13 midos. Zecholono hayom brish shlosh esrei. Yodat lino mikinem mechin kosuv, etc. And it leads into the Yud Gimel Midos. Now, I mentioned that Nusach Lita has this double introduction every single day. Nusach Sfard, the Nusach of Poland, begins in the first night with Kel Erech HaPayim, but the rest of the Slichas doesn't bring that right in. The initial Kel Erech HaPayim is an introduction for the entire corpus of Slichas that are said throughout the days before Rosh Hashanah and the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So they have it only once, and all the other introductions throughout all these days begin with Kel Melech Yoshev HaKisi Rachamim. On the second day of Slichas, there is before Rosh Hashanah, there are three poems that are part of that form the Slichas, and each one leads into Yud Gimel Midos. And the third poem is the major poem. It's usually cited responsively, paragraph said by the Tzibur and then by the Chazan, by the Shliach Tzibur. And in this one, I want to speak about a certain line. It's in the second to last paragraph. Yivashu, that your people, Am Yisrael, should be saved in kol, v'yalim shlu bom rishoim, and evildoers should not rule over them. Kailei sir v'chosno, v'yal l'tzion moshiim. Destroy, consume the seir, literally the goat, and his father-in-law. And may Moshe and may saviors come up in the heart Sion. Now, this ear is obviously a reference to Edom, to Esav, and his father-in-law is Yishmael. There, in some versions, V'chosno is parenthesized because really the pasuk that's brought down from or referenced is the pasuk in Ovadia about V'yalud Sion Moshiim. And that's dealing with the destruction of Edom. But nevertheless, the notion, the duality of a seir v'chosno, that Edom and Yishmael are the enemies of the Jewish people, and we ask Hashem, as we ask during the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that Hashem should destroy the kingdom of evil and remove it from the earth, is a major theme. This is said even more explicitly on Erev Rosh Hashanah, where there is a poem which actually mentions the destruction of, openly, destruction of Yishmael and Edom, without, simply a hint. So you have this concept, Kalisir V'chosno, and this is a theme that extends itself through the Sukkos Yom Tov. We want to bring about an end to the destruction and the forces that have persecuted the Jewish people through the millennia. What's interesting is that the Haftorah that precedes Rosh Hashanah, so Sosis Pashem is part of chapter 61 in Yeshayahu. And I'd like to read at this point the introduction, because earlier in the first slicha for the second day of slichas, there is a line, Pekach koach asirecha chafots. Open up the release of and desire those who are your captives. And the Pekach koach comes from the earlier part, the psukim that precede the haftorah of Sososis. And this haftorah is very, very important. I mean, these words of the Navi Yeshayahu here are very important. Navi says, Ruach Hashem Elokim Olai, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Yan Moshach Hashem Oso Levasir Anovim, Osi Levasir Anovim, Hashem has drawn me forward, Hashem Osi Levasir Anovim, to give good news to the poor, Shulachani Lachvosh Lenishpre Lev. He sent me to put bandages to assuage the wounds of those who are brokenhearted. Likro L'shuim Dror, to call to the captives freedom. Ula Asurim, and those who are imprisoned, Pekach Koach, an opening of release. Likro Shnas Ratzon, and this is clearly the beginning of the year, beginning of Rosh Hashanah, but a special Rosh Hashanah. Likro Shnas Ratzon LaHashem, to call a year of grace to Hashem, V'yom Nokam Lelokeinu, and a year of revenge to our God, L'Nachim Kol Avelim, to comfort all mourners, L'Sum L'Aveli Tzion L'Seis L'Lam Piratachas Efer, to give, again, comfort to the Aveli of Sion, to give to them Pe'er, splendor in place of Efer, and the letters of Pe'er are the same letters as Efer switched around, splendor in the place of ashes of mourning, Shemin Soson Tachas Evel, a oil of joy instead of mourning, Mate Sehila, a mantle of praise, Tachas Ruach Keho, in place of a weakened spirit, Bakorulahem Eli had said that they call them the rams of righteousness, Mata Hashem lihispoer, the planting of Hashem to be praised, with whom he is praised in, within, from. Uvonu Chavo Solem, he'll rebuild the ruins of the world, Shomimos Rishonim Yekomemu, the destroyed places, earlier places will be lifted up again, V'chitshu Orei Chayrev, and cities that have been destroyed will be renewed, Shomimos Dor V'dor, the ruins from generation to generation. V'yamdu zorim v'ru'ut sonchem, strangers will be your shepherds. U'v'nei nechor, and foreigners yikorechem v'kormechem, will be your farmers and your vineyard keepers. V'ako atem kohanei Hashem tikoreu, v'shosei elokenu, you'll be called priests of Hashem, servants of our God, yiyomer lochem will be said to you by the nations of the world. Chel goyim tochelu, u'chvodom tisyamoru, the might of nations that you shall eat, ubichvodam tisyamorum, and the glory will be transferred over to you. Tachas boshtachem mishne chlimo, instead of your humility will be a double portion, and shame will be a double portion of joy. Yerunul chelkam, your chelik will just sing forth with joy. Lachin bi artsam mishne yirashu, in their land, meaning again we switch from the second to the third person, it's referring to Adam Yisroel, in their land they will inherit a double portion of simchas olam tiyalahem, they'll have eternal joy. Yine yashem ohib mishpat soni gazel bi ola, the Lord your God love mishpat, and hate iniquity in theft. But nosafti pula sam bi emes, and I will give their pula bi emes, ubris olam echros lahem. I will prepay them their pu'ula in truth, ubris olam echros lahem, and an eternal covenant I will cut with them again. Now, this nasati pula sam be'emes, Rashi gives two perushim. That pula sam be'emes refers to the good deeds of Am Yisrael, and Hashem is going to reward them. And the second is v'nasati es pula sam shepulu schar shesavlu gidufei obli chachavim al kvodi be'emes. The suffering that the Jewish people have experienced because they experienced the humiliation and the vituperation of the nations of the world for serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod and truth. So this concept of Shnas Nokam, a year of vengeance, a new year, this obviously the Navi Yeshayahu is speaking about the end of time. where the prisoners will be released. And the poets use this, refer to this, Pekach Koach Asirecha Chafoitz. And later this notion, Kalisir V'chosno V'lutzion Moshiim. As I mentioned, this applies to the month of Nisan. You find at the end of Nisan, of course, we have the holiday of Sukkos. And Sukkos, you have the Shivim Purim, the 70 bullocks that are offered. And you begin with the first day of Sukkos 13 and last day of Sukkos 7. And together it adds to 70. And in each of these days, also a chatos, a sin offering, is brought. And the Vilna Gaon points out that on certain days, the sin offering is referred to as a seir, and on other days, it's referred to as a seir izim. And there's a pattern to this. The Gaon, the Vilna Gaon says that the world is divided up in 70 nations, and divided up equally between Edom and Yishmoel, Kali Sir V'choisno, between Edom and Yishmoel. So on the first day, when 13 bullocks are brought as an offering, the Torah happens to mention on that day that along with those 13 bullocks and the other korbanos, that there's going to be a Sir Izim Echod L'chatos, Sir Izim. So the first day where there are 13 bullocks, there's a Sir Izim. On the second day, where there are 12 bullocks, the 12 oxen, the Torah also mentions Sir Izim Echod Chatos. So 12 plus 13 is 25. Now there are 70. The next day there are 11. If we were to say Sir Izim again, you'd have 36, which is the majority of 70. But on the next day, where there are 11 bullocks, there the Torah says, Sir Chatos. It mentions the word Sir and not Sirizim. So now you have 25 with a Sir Izim and 11 with Sir. The next day is 10. And the, are 10 bullocks. And on that day, since 10 plus 25 is 35, which is half of 70, it again says, Sir Izim. It says Sir Izim. And the remainder of the days, where you have the remainder of the additional 35, it all says, Sir Chatos. Just Sir Chatos. So that the days of Sukkot are divided between Sir Izim, between Yishmoel, and between Edom, Sir Chatos. And the diminution going down from 13 to 7 indicates this concept of Kali Sir V'chosno. So this is the end of the Piyutim of the first day, which leads into the latter part of the Slichus, which is said every single day, culminating with Tachanun.